Arquette Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
Final half hour of the Rod Arquette Show. It's been a busy day here on Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Don't forget the Jesse Kelly Show, of course, coming your way at the top of the hour following our news update. I always enjoy talking to our next guest. His name is Ed Ring. He is a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness. He wrote an article the other day about finding unity in a divided America, and he quoted Vivek Ramaswamy, who said during one of the recent debates that we are in the middle of a national identity crisis. Faith, patriotism, and hard work have somehow disappeared. Hey, Ed, thanks for joining us tonight. If we are in the middle of a national identity crisis, what has happened, Ed?
Well, that's a billion dollar question. I mean, it's been going on for decades. The most recent, I guess, is when the consensus that reelected Reagan back in 1984 by a landslide. You know, that was neocons, and it was conservative Christians, and it was fiscal conservatives. And in every case, that was a coalition that Reagan, with his charisma, he was a very personable, likable politician. And so unless you were just, dead set against everything that any one of those groups stood for, there's a good chance you were going to vote for him. He really stimulated the economy. And a lot of people who had voted for Carter the first time around realized that it would have been a disaster if Carter had been reelected. And we had a landslide for mm-hmm. Reagan. The problem is, since then, fiscal conservatives have not delivered at all. It's been a debt binge for the last 40 years in America. So they've been somewhat discredited. Christian conservatives are being stereotyped successfully, even though it's unfair, as people who are, I guess, they're typecast as bigoted against anybody who doesn't subscribe to Christian morality at all or who rejects it entirely. And then of course the neocons have gotten us into one war after another with just trillions of dollars and tens of thousands of lives lost, and that's just our lives. And of course, in the rest of the world, it's hundreds of thousands of people have died in these wars, and we don't really have too much to show for it. So we need a new coalition in America, and that's sort of what we're trying to find in a new way. I mean, there's a possibility that a working class coalition can transcend all of these labels and stereotypes from the past and create an overwhelming majority, because right now there's a war on the middle class and on the upwardly mobile lower income class in America. There's a war that's been declared against these people by highly educated elites and extremely wealthy elites who seem to have a benefit by basically destroying or rendering dependent most American citizens.
Ed, is there enough, is the working class coalition in this country, knowing what's going on with the economy, threats to the future that are taking place, if you are able to put together what you describe as a working class coalition, is it big enough to win important elections, Ed?
Oh, absolutely. The thing we have to watch out for is the strength of the opposition, which doesn't rely on numbers, but relies on money and control of our institutions. And so they're able to effectively brainwash Americans. And we're all familiar with how they're doing that. I mean, it's mostly fear-based, fear of bigotry, fear of climate change, fear of disease. And these things can be very effective. So the barrier to building this coalition is somehow being able to overcome the opposition, which just has so much power.
And aren't we basically, though, talking about a coalition of just plain, common sense, fair-minded Americans? And if we can somehow put a coalition of that like that together, wouldn't it be a powerful force in this country? Because I think most Americans do have common sense, for the most part, and are fair-minded.
And that's exactly right. And, you know, there's so many common sense things that people are recognizing because, again, their lifestyle is being taken away from them. We need to drill for oil. We need to develop nuclear power. We need to build infrastructure that's practical and useful and yields economic benefits instead of, you know, bullet trains and carbon sequestration projects that cost hundreds of billions of dollars and don't accomplish anything for the economy. You know, we need to replace some of these crazy energy efficiency mandates. Have you ever tried to use one of these new washing machines? They're horrible and they wear out right away. I mean, this is the planned obsolescence that the left used to talk about all the time when they would attack corporations. And the irony is spectacular because the left has been co-opted completely by corporations merely because the corporations are willing to say everything they want to hear when it comes to, again, these woke issues of bigotry and climate change and so forth. You know, put criminals in prison, make alcoholics get treatment and addicts get treatment, compel homeless people to go to cost-effective shelters instead of apartments that cost $500,000 each and that can never be built fast enough anyway. You know, have school choice, rescue public schools from the woke. I mean, these are common sense policies. And if we can overcome the brainwashing messaging of the elites and get enough people out there willing to talk about this, willing to debate these issues openly, willing to challenge the whole theory of the climate crisis, for example, which a lot of conservatives are terrified of even having a mere debate over that sort of thing. We've got to get enough people out there talking about these common sense issues, and we can overcome the messaging of the elites. I don't know how else to put that.
Yeah. Well, Ed, I read a column years ago, and I can't remember who wrote this article, but I thought it was rather interesting. This columnist said that great presidents, great leaders, can basically hone their message down and what they were able to accomplish in two sentences. And if you can do that, you can lead this country. Can the challenges facing this country today be melted down into a short two-sentence message that the American people will understand and therefore win? Can that even be done today?
You know, I wish I could give you two sentences right now. And I've heard, you know, a lot of experts say we've got to get it down to three words. Mm. You know, Trump has "Make America Great Again." That's pretty good. Common sense solutions. There's three words. I mean, yes, I think that you can distill it down to some of these things. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy talks about how we need to solve our identity crisis. And once we do that, we can more easily move forward to implement common sense solutions. So, you know, talking about meritocracy and hard work and the value of the work ethic, and, you know, those kinds of values can help inform common sense solutions and talking about common sense solutions without having to rely on too many words. Usually good ideas can be distilled to just a few words. So, you know, we're all trying to find those words because those are the messages that are going to save this country.
Ed Ring joining us. He is with American Greatness talking about how we unite a divided America. All right, more coming up on the Rod Arkent Show and Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.